The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. Mark in the 6th chapter. And the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And then when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Now, this is what I call a vacation text. At least it starts that way. It's a vacation text. Because Jesus says to the disciples, "Okay, I want you to come away. Just away. By ourselves." Now, I'll come back to that in a moment. Getting away by yourself can be a tall order. My colleague in ministry, Pastor Duncan, tells the story about a parishioner of his. These two young people were getting married, and Cynthia said, "Ah, it was wonderful. We didn't have much money, but our in-laws said they were going to give us a honeymoon. And the honeymoon was going to be in one of the Disney locations." Now, they didn't tell them which one, and just before they were going to leave, they got the rest of the news. They were going to Disney World. That was even better. Living in Western Canada, further to go, this was great. It was going to be super. And then her mother-in-law said this, "Oh, and by the way." Now, you'll know, dear friends, when anybody ever says, "by the way," usually there's something coming, right? She said, "By the way, my husband and I are coming too." So now she's got both in-laws. She says, "Oh, and my two best friends, they're coming. Oh, and by the way," here's another one, "three of their kids are coming along as well." And Pastor Duncan said to her, "Oh?" And she said, "Well, let me just say that there wasn't a lot of honeymooning done while we were gone." And I use that illustration because it's exactly what we see here in the text. You'll notice Jesus says, "Come away," and they leave in the boat, and there's no getting out of it. We know you. We know who you are. We know where you are. We know what you are. You're not leaving. There's no way you're leaving. We're going to follow you around. And you have to remember, dear friends, that this is in a day where there is no Twitter, there is no Facebook, there are no cell phones. There's none of that instant communication going on. We just know where you're headed. And we're going to get there before you do. And the problem is, he'd really love them to have time. But they're not going to get it because he looks at them and they're like a shepherd without the sheep. Now, some of this is very much human. Most of us in our lives need some direction. Some of us, me included, we need more direction sometimes than others. But he's got things to tell them, so he wants to fill them in. And the only way to do that is to be with the people. So much for going for coffee at Tim Hortons. That's not going to happen. Now, on the other hand, he figures, all right, we're going to change locations. Smart move, right? We're going to shift gears. We're going to go all the way across the lake. Not likely. He gets across the lake and they find out he's there. Word spreads like fire around the communities, and all of a sudden, he's got this whole area in front of me, full of mats, full of sick people. And he's got people standing around that are sick. And all they want to do is touch him. Now, I'm going to make a reference here to Mark chapter 5. They know how this works. Because you see, you will remember from Mark chapter 5, there's the story of the centurion's daughter there. I commend that to you. But right in the middle, there's a second story that unfolds about a woman who's been bleeding, God have mercy, 12 years. Bleeding and bleeding. And I mean, any of us who've had chronic bleeding going on, you know how it drains your strength badly. This woman's been going on for 12 years. She touches his garment and he knows it. But that story gets around and they know it. So all we want to do is just pull on your tassel a little bit, on the end of your cloak, and we'll get healing. This is what they're after. Because they're about being restored. They're about being made whole. They're about Jesus is the person who can do this. And it works. Now, we live in exactly this day. Because see, here's the thing. I've been talking to some of my relatives in Calgary. We made an emergency trip down there for my mother-in-law. I'll leave that alone for now. That's a tale of itself. But when we got down there, I was talking to nephews and nieces, and they all were telling me the same story. Oh boy, could we use a break? And I kind of thought, well, how is that you need a break? You guys have had time off here and there. That was a break, wasn't it? And they went, uh-huh. Just try taking a break when your kids are at home all day, every day, and you've got to whip them into shape to even get them to sit in front of a computer so that they can do online classes. Life has been pushed a whole lot in this last 18 months, friends. It has. And some people just need to go, just have room to breathe. Because for some folks, there's been no room to breathe. And they need to find a way to do it. I will make this remark now, and some of you will understand this. You don't know how tired you are until you stop. And then all of a sudden you're asleep. Because all the going on stopped going on. For many people, that's where we are. For Jesus and the disciples, that's where they are. But he goes, no, God's going to fire it up. We're going to do it some more because it's too important not to do it. It's too important not to be with the people. It's too important for them not to see the Spirit and the power of God at work now. It's too important. So here's my prayer for all of you while I'm still getting to know you, is you have room. Is that you find room to breathe. To breathe in the Lord, to breathe in the Spirit, to gather the power of God, if only for 30 seconds, room to breathe. So that then we're ready to go and do and be and witness to the power of this man in our lives. And we may not even have to say anything about it. We're just doing it. As we're working for the kingdom. Amen.